on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Seilte Hospital Group is advising that the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this week, with almost 300 people presenting at the ED over the past 2 days. A Donegal publican says he will provide Gardaí with photographs of youths who he believes are behind damage to his premises. A 59-year-old man who admitted sexually abusing two boys 35 years ago has been jailed for 5 years at Derry Crown Court. And Donegal's longest-serving TD has said he believes there will be a general election within 6 months. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Seilte Hospital Group is advising that the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this week. There were 34 people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital this morning, according to the INMO, 11 of them on trolleys in the emergency department. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement this evening, the Seilte Hospital Group says a significant number of ill patients have been admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital recently, many of whom remain in the emergency department awaiting a bed. In the last 2 days, almost 300 patients have presented to the ED, significantly higher than the average number, which ranges between 105 and 115 patients per day. The Seilte Group says actions underway in the hospital to alleviate the waiting times for patients requiring hospital admission include additional reviews and early discharges. The group says it regrets delays experienced by patients and pays tribute to its staff. People are being reminded to attend the emergency department only in cases of real emergencies and to contact their GP or GP out-of-hours service in the first instance.
The Queen has approved the UK government's request to suspend the House of Commons for over 4 weeks until the middle of October. The British Prime Minister says it will allow him to set out his plans when Parliament reopens. But opposition MPs think it's really so he can push through a no-deal Brexit. Sky's Alistair Bruce says Queen Elizabeth has just carried out her constitutional duty.
It's a constitution that's set by statute, by precedent and by common law. And for the Queen, it's really just process, and government operates when Parliament isn't sitting through various different forms of process, and this is one of them.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says the Irish government is committed to exploring alternative arrangements to avoid a hard border, but the proposals have to do the same job as the backstop. Simon Coveney was speaking in France on a whistle-stop tour of European countries. Minister Coveney says it's up to the UK to decide how it will leave the EU.
The answers lie with Westminster, as they have done since Britain voted to leave our union. A no deal will not be our choice. It will not be France's choice, and it will not be the EU's choice. It will be the choice of the UK government and the British Parliament collectively.
A woman has been rescued after falling at Slieve League. The alarm was raised shortly before 12:30 this afternoon, with Gardaí first on the scene. Further assistance was provided by both Donegal Mountain Rescue and Killybegs Coast Guard. The woman was taken safely off the mountain and removed to Letterkenny University Hospital, where she received treatment for a suspected broken leg. A Donegal publican says he is liaising with Gardaí following the latest in a string of incidents at his pub in Convoy. Manus Gallagher, proprietor of Manny's Bar, says he is in the process of providing Gardaí with photographs of youths who he believes are behind damage to his premises. This week, three double glazed windows at his bar were smashed and decking damaged in the car park. Mr. Gallagher says there have been repeated incidents with a group of up to 20, some of them he believes to be as young as 11. He was speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show after posting photos of the latest damage on social media.
Monday night now, it was a good Monday night, there was a gang of them out there, there must have been 20 of them, you know, and repeatedly asked them to leave, and they repeatedly went back, but we've got contact with the guards anyway, so they come down and dispersed them, so I haven't really seen them since. I put up the thing on Facebook now that it seems they've got some kind of a message across, because some of the parents were ringing me yesterday and wondering was their son or daughter there. But my problem is, Greg, that many young ones floating about now, I don't know who they are, you know.
Yeah, but if they're not congregating outside your place and smashing your place up, are these the same type of people that are kicking off wing mirrors, throwing stones into car parks, smashing windows of houses on the side of the street?
I don't believe that, no, but I know, going by some of the posts that come back yesterday, like they're actually jumping out in front of cars. I don't know what that's about. And there's cars been damaged in the town as well. I don't know, again, if it's the same group, but as I said, the guards came to me last night, so what I'm doing from today is downloading as many photographs as I can, so I think they're going to visit the parents, you know. Hopefully that'll put an end to it. My fear is insurance. I mean, something happens, these youths, I mean, the parents will land with me. I don't want that. I don't want anybody to get injured in it.
100%.
That's the way they're heading.
A 59-year-old man who admitted sexually abusing two boys 35 years ago has been jailed for 5 years at Derry Crown Court. Hugh Jer Bradley, who is originally from Derry but whose address was given as Willow Crescent in Ballykelly, had pleaded guilty to abusing the two boys over a 4 to 5 year period from 1983. One of his victims was aged 8 when Bradley started abusing him, and the second victim was aged in his mid-teens when the abuse was perpetrated against him. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The court was previously told that Bradley was already a convicted child sex abuser. In 1991, he was jailed for 7 years for abusing three other children. Judge Elizabeth McCaffrey described Bradley's sexual offending as calculated, opportunistic, grave and prolonged. She said the offending took place in the victims' homes, in Bradley's house and at outdoor locations such as football pitches, behind trees, allotments and in greenhouses. Judge McCaffrey said one of Bradley's victims was, at the time of the abuse, a promising young footballer who had ambitions to become a professional player. On one occasion, after Bradley had abused him, Bradley threatened to break his legs if he ever reported the abuse to the authorities. He then gave his young victim 50 pence. As well as jailing Bradley for 5 years, Judge McCaffrey additionally placed him on the sex offenders register for an indefinite period and further disqualified him from working with children and vulnerable adults, also for an indefinite period.
Donegal's longest-serving TD has said he believes there will be a general election within 6 months. Lascan Corla, Pathacope Gallagher, was speaking as he called on the government to take decisive action to tackle what he said are exorbitant and unfair rises in insurance premia. He said a number of reports have been before government for months without action, and neither will there have been any movement on a Fianna Fáil proposal to establish a dedicated unit within an Garda Síochána to fight insurance fraud. When Deputy Gallagher was asked if this would be an election issue, this is what he had to say.
We're suggesting that the minister gets on, he deals with the proposals in the various reports which are on shelves, and we believe that a dedicated unit within An Garda Síochána to fight insurance fraud was first proposed by us in 2017, but as yet, 2 years and a half later, nothing has happened. I believe that all of us as public representatives must set ourselves an objective in the DAL, which returns on the 17th of September, to deal with this. You take rural Ireland, the cost of insurance on top of the high rateable valuation that are there, it's crippling businesses, and we, in addition to the cost of insurance, we must look at also at the rateable valuation.
Given the slow pace that the government is tackling this issue, we could well find ourselves in a general election before we see anything substantive done to address insurance. Does this mean insurance could become a major issue in the next general election, in your view?
I believe that it will, and I believe that by the spring of next year, at the latest, we will have a general election, bearing in mind that we must have four by-elections to fill the seats of those who are now in the European Parliament, and by statute now, they must be held within 6 months of those taking up their seats, or the writ must be moved by then, and that brings us into by-elections in January, and perhaps maybe the Taoiseach might decide to call a general election. But it will, I believe, be very high on the agenda, the cost of insurance.
The High Court has granted acquittal and committal orders against farmers who ignored an injunction banning them from taking part in protests at processing plants. This means that certain named protesters who continue to picket Don Meats plants could face criminal charges. Alison Nulty reports.
Yesterday, the High Court granted an injunction against farmers protesting outside Don Meats and ABP plants. Today, it granted additional injunctions to Slaney Meats and Keepack. The the action was taken to stop farmers from blocking access to plants in an ongoing row over beef prices. Despite the injunction, a number of protests continue today, prompting Dawn Meats to return to the High Court. The IFA opposed the application, asking for more time to seek a resolution between both sides. However, Justice Senan Allen ruled in favour of Dawn Meats' application, meaning that some participants in the protests could be hauled before the High Court.
Waste management firm Weirs Waste has been acquired by Bow Park Utility Group. Weirs Waste began operating in Donegal in 2017, taking over the customers previously served by Ferries Waste. Weirs directors Pat Martin and Paul Gleeson say they will now concentrate on growing their plastics recycling business at their Weir Road facility in Tuam. There are calls for fines to be introduced for patients who miss an appointment at Letterkenny University Hospital in a bid to reduce the current backlog in outpatient appointments. It follows concern being raised over a high level of people missing outpatient appointments. Councillor Michael McClafferty says those who don't present a valid excuse for missing the appointment should be made pay a fine. He believes that it could significantly counteract the waiting list problem.
I believe a fee should be introduced, yes, a penalty point system, if you like. Obviously, we all acknowledge and accept that there will be a certain percentage of people are unable to turn up for various reasons and sympathetic reasons and so on. That's fair enough. We all accept and acknowledge that. But there's no way possible, I feel, and in my personal opinion, that the whole 100% of people that don't turn up on any given week, given day, there's all sorts of reasons for it. Like, there has to be a certain amount of forgetfulness and so on. No, just not able to make it. Something else comes up. Let the hospital go and get them again. That sort of type of thing going on. So I feel if a fee was introduced, it might help cut things down. For example, you're down there in outpatients. People's down there whenever there's other places in the hospital. But outpatients have the board up on whichever given week. Maybe upwards between 100 to 150 people haven't turned up. I don't see it as a tax. I see it as just a thing that might try and get things in order. We're all talking and hailing everywhere else about the hospital with crisis, all the rest. We as people too, me, you, everybody else out there, all the listeners, we need to grab hold of reality as well and take responsibility for our actions as well.
An independent review has been launched to investigate how people are treated while in Garda custody. The Garda Inspectorate will focus its attention on how a person's rights are protected while in custody and the conditions of the facility they are being held in. It will also examine the use of Garda powers in custody, such as how they search a person, seize property and use force. Deputy Chief Inspector Pauline Shields will lead the inspection.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with great back-to-school offers in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football. Republic of Ireland under 21 manager Stephen Kenny has named Troy Parrott in his squad for the upcoming European Championship qualifiers against Armenia and Sweden. Southampton striker Michael Obafemi, Stoke defender Nathan Collins, Liverpool goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher and Bournemouth midfielder Gavin Kilkenny are also included. Having impressed with the under-19s this summer, there's a first call-up for new Celtic signing, Jonathan Afolabi. Kenny has also brought in Bose Dew, Danny Mandrew and Dara Leahy, UCD defender Liam Scales and Waterford striker Zach Elbuzetti. Kyle Lafferty and Gareth McCauley have been left out of Northern Ireland's squad for their internationals with Luxembourg and Germany. Lafferty has only just joined Norwegian side Sparsborg following his release by Rangers, while McCauley is still without a club after leaving Ibrox this summer. Motherwell midfielder Liam Donnelly has been recalled. O'Neill's side will play Luxembourg in a friendly next Thursday before taking on the Germans in a qualifier the following Monday. Alexis Sanchez is set to finally leave Manchester United as he heads off to Italy to complete a season-long loan move to Inter Milan. Sanchez will link up with former Manchester United teammate Romelu Lukaku at Antonio Conte's side. Everton manager Marco Silva says he will field a strong side in tonight's League Cup second round. They're set to play Lincoln, and it's in a competition that he believes that his side can win.
Of course, we have to go step by step, game by game. I want to do something special in the both cups. And we will play with the 11, I think, is the best 11 to play this match. But to play with the full ambition to do something special in this competition.
Another second round ties this evening. Newcastle host Leicester in an all Premier League affair. Bournemouth take on Forest Green. Portsmouth go to Queen's Park Rangers, while Rotherham host Sheffield Wednesday. Swansea face Cambridge and Burnley play Sunderland. Steve Deal has called for the EFL to rescind its decision to expel Burnley from the Football League. The League One club lost their place in the EFL on Tuesday when a takeover by CNN Sport Risk fell through. The club's owner now claims that he has two buyers who still want to take over the team. One game tonight in the League Cup in the Irish League, and it involves a Derryside Institute. They played home against the PSNI. Kicks off at 7:45. A victory in that game tonight would be the first of the season for Stoot. There's also two games in the Donegal Youth League. Lagan Harps play Swilly Rovers, and Letterkenny Rovers take on Bunnygee United. They start at 6:45. And later at 7:30 in the Curra and Killigordon, there's a mini Northwest Derby tonight as well, as Finn Harps take on Derry City in a National League under 15 encounter. The new Ulster Senior League season will get underway this coming Sunday, the 1st of September, with two games down for decision in the League Cup. The fixtures for the competition have been confirmed for the opening day of the Cup, where Letterkenny Rovers, who are the holders, will welcome Fannage United to Lakeview Park, and Coghill Celtic will travel to Derry City Reserves. Both games kick off at 2 o'clock. In Gaelic games this evening, there is two fixtures in the Minor Division 1 Football Championship. One is a semi-final tie. It's Gweedore against Killybegs at the Adonna Park in Letterkenny. It's due to start at 6:45. And at the same time in Convoy, the remaining quarter-final will take place between St Eunan's and Neve Padraig Muff. The winner of that game will go through to play Termon in the last four. Former Dublin star Barry Cahill says there's little risk of complacency in their panel ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football final against Kerry. Jim Gavin Sider hoping to lift Sam Maguire for a fifth successive year against a Kingdom team in their first decider since 2016. Cahill feels Dublin will be focused entirely on their performance on Sunday.
What the team has done over the last number of years has been phenomenal. You know, they faced a lot of sort of adversity at different stages over the last 2 to 3 years and always found a way to come through it. But I think the level that this group is at the moment, certainly there's no complacency or overconfidence there, which is important going into a match where you are, you know, considerable favourites. But an All-Ireland final is a massive occasion. So there's a really nice buzz around the city and the county, and everyone's looking forward to it.
Don't forget, we will have our GA programme later tonight. As always, on a Wednesday, Tom Comack will air the show as from 8:30. In tennis, Novak Djokovic continues his pursuit of a 17th Grand Slam title this evening. The top seed faces Juan Ignacio Leonardo in the second round of the US Open. Roger Federer, who lost to the Serb in the Wimbledon decider, will also see action against a Bosnian opponent as he plays a Demir Drumshor. Finally, in boxing, lightweight Amy Broadhurst has secured at least a bronze medal at the European Women's Championships in Madrid. She advanced to the semi-finals after getting a unanimous victory over Anastasia Belakova of Russia in a quarter-final this afternoon. That's it, Michaela. Our next bulletin is tomorrow after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to news, Donegal County Council's Road Safety Officer is urging everyone to be extra vigilant on the roads as schools reopen this week. Brian O'Donnell says there will be extra traffic on the roads and many young children are going to school for the first time. He says it's imperative that everyone demonstrates good road safety behaviour at all times, as children will learn from adults' examples. Most importantly, Mr O'Donnell says if every motorist shows children and other road users the respect they deserve, then the roads will be safer for everyone.
For the next few days, the schools will be open on both secondary and primary, and we just want to appeal to everybody just to be a bit patient. Look out for kids, because there'll be new kids attending school for the first time, and we want it to be a positive experience for them, that they're not frightened and so on, and just to be aware, driving around schools, adhere to the speed limit, slow down, and give the kids the respect they deserve and look out for them.
And really important for motorists to allow extra time for journeys, particularly if they're passing schools, because if there are new people going to the school, there may be issues finding somewhere to park. It could get very slow around schools for a few days.
That's right. We're appealing to people, like, just to be mindful of where they're parking around schools, because people obviously will be going there for the first time. We have had problems for a long time now with parking around schools, and just for motorists to just look out where they're parking, be mindful where they're at, and not to be obstructing kids trying to get into school, crossing roads, school buses park and so on.
There have been roadworks, particularly in Letterkenny, in other towns and areas as well. With that in mind, motorists who perhaps are under pressure already could find themselves coming under more pressure. There's going to be extra traffic out there, and that could be compromising and impacting on journey times.
That's right. The journey times will increase, obviously, but it's something that just has to be done. And with the increase now of traffic on the road when schools return, we just need everybody to have a wee bit of patience, give extra time for their journeys, and just be careful out there, because it is dangerous. Stepping in a car every day, as we know, is probably one of the most dangerous things we do on a daily basis. So just everyone just to be very, very, very careful.
Meanwhile, members of the Teachers Union of Ireland are to be balloted for a strike action over the coming weeks. 18,000 teachers will be asked whether they support taking industrial action in a bid to end the profession's two-tier pay system. The ballot will run from mid-September to early October. TEI President Seamus Laharte believes the ballot will be well supported by teachers.
I do think, you know, teachers expect... They teach that to their children about equality, and I think the teaching profession would not stand for discrimination within the profession.
Managers at City of Derry Airport are urging people in the Northwest to fly local and consider their regional airport when making decisions about flights to the UK. The call came at the launch of the new public service obligation to London, which begins on October the 27th, this time to London Southend Airport. Clive Coleman is contracts director with Regional and City Airports, which runs the facility on behalf of Derry City and Strabane District Council. He says Southend Airport has a number of advantages over Stansted.
I think the Southend's got lots of pluses over Stansted. We've had customer reaction that Stansted is crowded, is a long way to walk, queues, expensive. And the beauty of London Southend, and it, one of the things it's worth pointing out, it's one of the best London airports for 6 years running in the Which survey. Everything's close. It's a sort of smaller, friendlier airport that people can be more attuned with as they fly from Derry.
And from the point of view of the airport's future, are you confident? Because there have been some shaky times, one or two routes lost, one or two routes gained, but there seems to be a new level of stability coming to a City of Derry at the moment, and that's maybe a basis on which you can move forward.
If it's spot on there, if you go back 5 or 6 years, yeah, the airport was reliant on large aircraft, you know, the 737 Ryanairs, and I think settling into the smaller aircraft, that's the kind of aircraft of a size that suited to the airport. But it's worth pointing out, we got the best UK domestic network out of Derry that we've had for many, many years, at least 10 years.
And finally, in terms of the potential restoration of a service to Dublin, there was a very successful one at the airport some years ago. Will we see a day when that returns?
That's a challenge, I think. I mean, we'd like to, and we know there is a strong need for the business from there. When it was operated, it was PSO funded by the Irish state. It was their decision to cancel it. We've looked at it, and it's one that we keep wanting to explore for the next few years. I just can't see it happening, not because the will might not be there or the funding, but I just don't think there's a runway slots available at Dublin. I think when Dublin gets its second runway, it might happen then.
Weather now, sunny spells and scattered showers this evening. Some of the showers heavy and prolonged. Showers will largely die out early tonight to leave it dry and clear for a time. Lowest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees in moderate to fresh southwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Seal to Hospital Group is advising that the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this week. There were 34 people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital this morning, according to the INMO, 11 of them on trolleys in the emergency department. A woman has been rescued after falling at Slieve League. The alarm was raised shortly before 12:30 this afternoon, with Gardaí first on the scene. The woman was taken safely off the mountain and removed to Letterkenny University Hospital, where she received treatment for a suspected broken leg. A Donegal publican says he is liaising with Gardaí following the latest in a string of incidents at his pub in Convoy. Manus Gallagher, proprietor of Manny's Bar, says he is in the process of providing Gardaí with photographs of youths who he believes are behind damage to his premises. And a 59-year-old man who admitted sexually abusing two boys 35 years ago has been jailed for 5 years at Derry Crown Court. Hugh Jer Bradley, who is originally from Derry but whose address was given as Willow Crescent in Ballykelly, had pleaded guilty to abusing the two boys over a 4 to 5 year period from 1983. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 28th of August. The death has taken place of John Dixon, a hilly Buncrana. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral on Friday, leaving his home at 1:30, going to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for funeral service at 2:30. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 4 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of James McClintock, Brady Carrigans. Funeral service at his residence tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in the family plot at Monrair Presbyterian Church. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Finnview Ward Patients Comfort Fund and Ballytrim Respite Centre, RFO, care of any family member. The death has taken place in Mount Isa, Queensland, Australia, of Michael Mick Anderson, formerly of Carrick Castle Finn, brother of Patsy, Charlie and Gerard, and Peggy Duffy. Mass will be offered for Mick tomorrow evening at 7:30 in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn. Burial of ashes will take place at a later date. The death has taken place of Angela Coyle, 6 Maybrook Mews, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, followed by interment in St Mary's Cemetery, Ballybrack, Moville. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice or Marie Curie, care of Mrs Joan Doherty, 20 Dunhue Park, Victoria Road, Derry. The death has taken place of John Anderson Wallace, 2 Glenbree, Glenealy. Funeral service on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columb's Church of Ireland, Moville, followed by cremation on Saturday morning at 11 at Roselawn Crematorium in Belfast. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family and friends welcome tomorrow between 2 and 8 p.m. And the death has taken place of Betty Sinan, née Kelly, Fox Hall, New Mills, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Columbus Church, Glen Swilly, with interment afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Kidney Dialysis Donegal Branch, care of any family member, or Con MacDade, Funeral Director.